Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. It is Friday, thank God, I think it's Friday, right? I tell you, it doesn't feel like a Friday. It feels like a Tuesday, a Wednesday, Thursday, or just a regular day. Well, I know Fridays could be considered a regular day, but somehow we have, in this country especially, in the United States of America, we have kind of put Fridays in a whole other category. That's right. Fridays have, especially since we adopted the 40-hour work week where people work like a 9-to-5, and so then we've kind of adopted this whole concept of, ooh-wee, it's Friday. And so, yes, it is Friday. We're excited to be here. We're excited for every day. Every day we're excited. I'm telling you, when you live your dream, when you are doing the thing you love and doing what you are passionate about, every day is a great, wonderful, and exciting day. Every day of your life. Every day of your life. And, you know, it's nothing like finding your purpose. When you find your purpose and live out your purpose, that's when you really, really are excited. So I'm not sure if my co-host is able to join us today. I believe that she may be joining us a little later, Coach Cassandra, and also good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning to our other co-host, Mr. Fred Brooks. Coach Fred, he's an awesome coach and dynamic speaker and trainer and spiritual leader as well. And we thank God for him. We thank God for those of you who are tuned in, who are listening in. Today is Friday. Now, I know we sent out flyers and announcements, but we try to work ahead where we have, you know, our guests lined up days ahead, and even weeks ahead. We are now to the place where we already know who's going to be our guests all the way up to the end of the month. So, with that being said, we do schedule people ahead of time, and you know what? Things happen, right? Life happens. That's what we tell our students. You know, we tell our students, life happens. And so, you know, you can't plan around these things that just happen, right? That's why we say we got our plan, and then God has his plan, right? And your plan has to be flexible enough. You know, he does want you to plan, absolutely. He's given you a brain to use it. He didn't give you the brain just somewhere to your head. He got your brain is to be used. You're to think. You're to analyze. You're to understand. You're to reason, okay? But and you're to create. You're going to do a lot of things with that brain. However, guess what? If it doesn't line up with the plans he has, he's going to make adjustments. And isn't that nice? You know, don't we make adjustments to things that aren't going the way they're supposed to go? Like your car. It's built to run the way, let's just say you have a Nissan. That car is built the way the Nissan engineers and architects and all the creative people who came together to make that car. And it's designed to run a particular way for a number of years, right? But guess what? Along the way, as you're driving the car, as you're making use of the car, guess what happens? Things happen. So what do? You have to go make those adjustments. And that's how our lives are. You know, God made us. We have certain talents, gifts, skills, and abilities. And then we go on our way, and we go through life. But if we make a mistake, God will, oh, yes, he will, God will make the adjustment. So, good morning, good morning. I know some people have probably been trying to dial in and could not get through for some reason, but good morning, and welcome. Glad that you could finally get through. That's what I love about technology. I love technology and computers and these things, and I just love how sometimes we think we can rely on them as a sure thing, but guess what? They are not. And I love how God constantly, on a daily basis, reminds us that the only sure thing is him. Nothing else is absolutely sure. Yes, we can hope and wish and things may happen, but the only real guarantee is when we line up with him. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were talking about how sometimes, you know, we're sitting around hoping that God will do something for us or do something with us or what have you. And you know what? I like to remind people, no, you're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. Yeah, that was my younger sister I was talking to last week. Yeah, God, you're not waiting on God. He's waiting on you. You're not waiting on him to come and show you or do for you or whatever. He's waiting on you to take advantage of what he's already laid out. And I love how our guest, Ms. Karen Tarver, just laid it out so, to me, methodically and clearly on Tuesday. It's already laid out. It is already done, set in stone, and ready to go, ready to go. I'm sorry, not Tuesday, but Wednesday. She was the guest on the Wednesday. So I did put the names on the archives. If you want to go back and find that particular show or any of the particular shows, all of our guests drop various nuggets of wisdom, and you want to go back. If you go through all of these different segments and shows, believe me, you can build a nice personal and spiritual and entrepreneurial development portfolio for yourself, right? That is so cool. We'll call it the e-portfolio, the entrepreneurial portfolio. But it's not just about entrepreneurial. It's really what it really is, okay? Let me just clue everybody in. What it really is professional development and personal development. Really personal development. It's under the umbrella of personal development. And for some of you, you know, you weren't sure, you know, why am I tuning in to this broadcast each and every morning? Why do I go back and listen to the archive? What's in it for me? And the what's in it for you is the personal development. Because personal development is one of the major tools to use to straighten out your life, to straighten out your personality, to straighten out various things about you. Now, let's look at it from an entrepreneurial standpoint. As an entrepreneur, you need personal development. As an, if you're an employee of someone else's, if you're an employee, you work for an entrepreneur, you need personal development. If you are not employed, if, even if you were on the system, so to speak, as people would say, you don't work. You don't work for anyone. You don't have your own income. You're living off of the incomes of others. Let me tell you, you still need personal development. If you're in the military, they definitely need personal development. If you're on the police force or any other type of security, armed guards and these type of things, you need personal development. Okay, hear me loud and clear. Everyone needs personal development, okay? Everybody needs personal development. And so entrepreneurs also need it, all right? And the individuals that are coming on not only are giving us personal development, but remember, personal development has a very wide umbrella, because under personal development, you have financial development, you have educational development, you have relationship development. All of this falls under your personal side, your personal development. You have physical or fitness or wellness, whichever one you want to call it. You have that development. You have emotional development. All of this falls under personal development, is the larger umbrella. And then you have one of my favorites, which is your spiritual development. In other words, if you try to develop your emotional side, your physical side, your financial side, and if you dare try to leave out your spiritual side, you're going to come up short every time. You're going to come up every time empty, right? You're going to never be fulfilled. You will never be fulfilled without the spiritual aspect of your personal development. So that's what, you know, is happening each and every day, each and every morning when you tune into this broadcast. And the thing about personal development, the beautiful thing about it, there's always more development that can be. There's never a 100 point. You never reach 100% of development, because first of all, you'd have to reach 100% in all of the areas. Now remember, I just named maybe what, 6 or 7 different areas. There are other areas. There are probably altogether about 9 or 10 major areas. And again, that's only 9 or 10 of the major areas. There's a lot of smaller areas. So, you know, the areas are probably infinity, okay? They're infinite. They go forever and ever. And so, therefore, you'll never get to the end. Well, put it like this. When you get to the end, it will be the end of your life. You won't be here any longer. You will have no another need to be here, right? Because another side of personal development is the service, what we do for others. That's an area that very, very, very few people have really, really, really gotten a chance to tap into. That's that personal side. That's that side where they actually tap into that that side of service, where they're actually helping other people, right? That's also a side of personal development, because remember, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. That's right. What you make happen for others, God will make it happen for you. And so, therefore, you develop yourself when you develop others. And it's a little, it's not a, I won't call it a trick, but it's a little thing that I learned years and years ago, that being myself depends on how well I can develop others. And, you know, growing up in a household of 7 children, I just kind of got used to doing that. I wasn't the oldest. I wasn't the youngest. I wasn't in the middle. So I was, you know, right there, third down from the top. And, you know, I got a chance to experience a lot of, you know, helping the younger siblings, right? So I was just kind of naturally around that. But then I actually heard God speak in an audible voice to me. Audible voice is one of the times, and I've heard God speak in other times. But this time, that I knew it was God. There was absolutely no one else around. I could hear his voice as clear. And remember, when you hear from God, you will know it. You will know it's him. Because he said, my sheep know my voice. So his word says that you will know his voice. And I heard him speak as clear as day and said to me, what you make happen for others, Lalisa, I will make happen for you. And he didn't stop there. And he told me, and I want that to be a part of your teaching ministry. You know, a lot of people have ministries, right, that they teach on, right? Whether it be Creflo Dollar, he teaches, you know, on different things, and, you know, Joyce Myers, and she has the things that she teaches on, and Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, Bill Winston, and all the different people, and your pastor, your local pastors have bishops, apostles, evangelists, whoever you follow. They all have their things that they teach on. Well, God truly gave me that as a teaching. Yes, I teach on other things, but that's one that he absolutely gave me that he told me I'm to make that a part of my teaching ministry. So basically what I do is what I'm doing right now. Right now is for teaching. I'm teaching you that this is true and that this does work and that you should apply it. So what does that look like? What does it look like to go do for somebody else? He says, what you make happen for others, will make happen for you. And the way the teaching really worked with me was that there was a thing that I really needed from the Lord to work, to fix, right? And I had tried everything I could to fix it, and I just couldn't fix it at all. So what did I do? Instead of just getting more frustrated and more frustrated and more frustrated, I had to go and find someone else that needed what I was seeking for myself. Here's the thing, you got to hear this good. And this is where, you know, you can really get out of a selfish zone, can really get out of or outside of a zone of focusing on you. Don't focus on you. Don't think about you. Don't worry about you. Let go of the thing that you're trying to do for yourself and go do it for someone else. Go make it happen. He says, what you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you. So let's just say you're in a horrible marriage. Let's just say your marriage is a wreck. You're in your spouse. You can't seem to get along. You know, you're arguing, you're fighting every other day, every other week. Somebody's threatening to leave the other partner, blah, blah, blah. Things are just so contentious. You know, there's so much tension. It's just bad. You know, some days you wake up, you just say, God, I just want out. So here's the thing. But inside, you really want that marriage to work. You want that marriage to be successful. You want that marriage to be happy and beautiful and just a wonderful, loving marriage, right? Peaceful marriage, right? Well, here's what you got to do. Remember, the ministry is, the teaching is, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Now, it's a miracle. Absolutely. No doubt. This is miracle talking talk right here, okay? So that's number one. You got to believe in miracles. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you that part. If you don't believe in miracles, this won't work for you. You got to believe in miracles, and you got to believe in the supernatural, because this isn't natural stuff. This isn't stuff you can go buy on the shelf at Walmart or Walgreens or, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue. This is some miracle stuff. So what you have to do is you have to, first, after you believe in the miracles. Now, you got to go find someone else. And, you know, we all know people that are having problems, right? Okay, good. So, well, not good, but good that you know them. Because now you're going to be a blessing to them. And you're going to go find that person that's having such a problem in their marriage, and you're going to help them. You're going to encourage that man or woman. If it's the male that you have to speak to, give them some suggestions, ideas about how to make it better, how to be more understanding to their spouse or whatever it is. It's the female that you have to do something with, but go and make their marriage better. There you go. So that's just one example. Pray for them. Cover them in prayer. Pray for God to restore their marriage. Pray for God to make their marriage beautiful. Do all that's within your power and authority to do. and then let God do the rest. That's that bubble. Whatever it takes, until you get that breakthrough, until you see that couple coming to church or coming to work or coming down the street, till you see them happy and loving, don't stop until you see the results, until you see the outcome. And that's when you know that what you make happen for others, and watch, supernaturally, miraculously, God is going to do that for your marriage. Now, let's say it's a career. Maybe it's not marriage. It could be a career. Let's just say you have a horrible, horrible, horrible job. You just hate your job. You hate what you do. You're not happy with the salary. You're not happy with the hours. You're not happy with your manager or your supervisor or your staff or your coworkers or your subordinate or whatever. You're not happy with the company, whatever the situation is. Well, go make it happen for someone else. That's right. Go, it could be your own supervisor that you're going to make a great scenario for. It could be your team members. Make their workplace enjoyable. Make their life enjoyable. And I tell you, that's how it works. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Well, this is Coach Lalisa. This is a happy, exciting, and wonderful Friday. And we want to just say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. And yes, right, it is Friday. It's a wonderful, listen, we are right at mid-May. That's right, this is mid-May. And it's an awesome, awesome thing. And you see, we got just a couple of weeks away. Most people will have Monday off and they'll be celebrating Memorial Day. We will also be on the broadcast that morning. We'll also be celebrating, too. But let me tell you, this weekend, what are you doing this weekend? Are you doing something special? Are you taking advantage of this wonderful life that God has given you? He was so gracious and so good to give you this wonderful life. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with the time? Because none of us know how much time we have. None of us know what time we have left. So we got to relish the moment. We got to relish the moment. What are you doing right now? Right now, that is helping someone else. You know, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And that's actually scripture, you know. There's a scripture in the Bible that doesn't say it exactly like that. But it has the same meaning, has the same particular impact. But if you do this, whatever it is, and you know what? It may feel foolish. It may feel foolish at first to go and do that. Here, your own marriage is in shambles, and you got to go help someone else. Or your own career is in shambles, and you have to help someone else. I mean, one of my greatest examples, I have many examples of this, but one of my examples is that when I didn't have a job, right? And, you know, the problem with that is, it's one thing, it's income is one thing, and where you get that income from. There are many sides of the argument as to where's the best place to get income. But the very fact that there's many sides just shows you there's no one right way. There's no one best way to get income. The best way to get income is the way that makes you feel good. Is the way that it satisfies your desires. You know, the Bible talks about a hope deferred makes the heart sick. So whatever you hope for that will work for you, that's the best way for you to get income. For some people, it's one way. There are some people who you could not convince these individuals to have multiple streams of income. They're just not going to do it because it doesn't fit with them. It doesn't map with their desires, with their passion, with their heart. You know, God has made all of us just a little bit different. Sure, we may have, you know, two legs, two arms, you know, one head. You know, basic stuff may be, you know, similar. You know, some people are males, females, what have you. But guess what? We're all a little bit different. Even like they said, even identical twins. Even an identical twin is a little bit different from that other twin. If you don't believe that, you should watch the TV, the reality TV show, Tia and Tamara. Okay? They're cute as buttons. But even if you watched them in their little sitcom, you could see that they were different, but you didn't know how much of that was pretending for the camera, how much of that was acting, I should say. But when you watch their reality show, well, yeah, that's reality, right? And, well, even though that's acting too, but they're acting in their real way. That's pretty funny, right? People are acting how they really are. And they are very different people, right? So God has made each of us a little bit different, right? And he's made each of us a little bit unique. And so you're unique too. You're unique. And what you can make happen for others, God will make happen. That's our big lesson on today. So a huge, huge lesson. And the one example I could think of is that when my career wasn't going exactly the way I hoped it would, right? Or some things I was wanting or expecting. Well, guess what? I started a career program to help other people. I knew what would work. It just wasn't working for me. I knew what I wanted. It just wasn't happening for me. So what did I do? I went and I helped others. So much so that I landed myself on an employment ministry. Yes, with a very big church in Newark, New Jersey. You know, I don't go to that church. I don't even really attend that church. I've been there maybe three times in my whole, you know, now I've been there more because I'm a part of their ministry. But prior to that, I had only been to that church in 10 times in my whole 27 years of living in New Jersey, okay, and living around, being around Newark. But I ended up on their employment ministry, and it's doing what? Helping others get their careers and their employment to where they wanted it to be. I'm telling you, it can really happen. And then guess what happened? After being on that end, being on that ministry and working with that committee for about 3 years, I think it's going on 3 years, what happened? I get a job doing exactly what I love to do, which is what I was telling those people. In January, before I applied for this job that I have now, in January, I stood flat-footed in their sanctuary that can seat hundreds, and I don't know how many hundreds were there that day. At least 300 people had to be in that room. I stood flat-footed in front of 300 people. This was at their job fair, what they have every January around Martin Luther King's holiday. It wasn't that Monday, though. It was like that Thursday before. I had no idea I was going to get up to speak. But they had all these people sitting in the room waiting to go upstairs to see the employers. And they had, you know, they weren't doing anything. There was no music in the background. There was no speaker. So I spoke to our leader, who was our ministry leader. I said, if you like, I can go up and share some tips about, you know, the job market. She said, oh, great. Well, I went up there. And it became this whole big thing. I went up there and I just let it rip. I start just being me, you know, being me. And so I started telling people about the passion, about how they have to be passionate, tap into what they really want to do. And less than 2 weeks later, a job that I'm very passionate about was available. Okay? And so, again, I promise you, this will work. You have to be supernatural thinking, and you have to think that you have to believe in miracles, okay? And you'll probably, if you believe in miracles, miracles will happen for you because you will get what you believe. If you believe that miracles do not work, if you believe that miracles can't work, guess what? You probably are a person that don't see a lot of miracles in your life. I can probably almost guarantee that. Even though you are a walking miracle, but since you don't believe in them, this probably is one of the only real miracles you'll really experience. But when you believe in, and believe in them right now, believe in them right now, not next year, not later. Believe, expect a miracle. I love this song. Some churches sing it. My church sings it from time to time. And we say, I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I can feel the intangible. I can see the invisible. And the rest of the song says, the sky is the limit. Sky is the limit. to what I can have. All I have to do is believe and receive it, and God will perform it today. Today, today, today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, not in my five-year plan. He's going to do it today. Now, you may not see the results of it until 5 years, okay, 10 years, but it's already done. It's already done, right? The healing, it's already done. But you may still walk with a limp. You may still, your chest may still have pains in it. You may still, but it is done, okay? And that's where I think a lot of people, you know, sometimes we don't see the full picture because we can't see the full manifestation, right? But it is coming. So I, okay, yes, and if me and my co-hosts are ready to jump in and just hit your number one key and I will open up your phone line. But it is a great day so far. And tell me, what is going on? What's going on? I know I was expecting Ms. Adrienne Coggleton. And typically, if we were in a normal situation where I was at a desk with a computer in front of me, well, you know what? This is becoming the normal. Doing things like this outside of a desk or an office, doing things from our smartphones and our iPads is actually becoming the normal. So I guess I should rephrase that. But if I was in front of, okay, so let's see. The number is not working. So let's see. Let me give her another number because she is trying to call in, but she said the number isn't working. Let me see. It's 347. Maybe I gave out the wrong number. 347. So let me give out the right number so I can get her on. She is trying to call, and I'm trying to drive. So the number is 347-945. Now, there is a possibility that somehow Blog Talk Radio is having, you know, a little glitch with their system. That is possible. But I'm going to see if I can give her a good number and get her on the line so you can hear from this dynamic woman. So let's see. Oh, the number. Okay, it's 347. Let's see. 347-945. 945. 7991, right? That's the number that it's always been. But let's see. Let me try to text her the number. And let's see, how do we do that? Let's see if I can text her. Hey, everyone, we're back. Okay, we are back. I believe that if you can hear me, good morning, Adrienne. I just want to make sure that we can hear you, so... Good morning and welcome, Adrienne.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
And, okay.
Go ahead. Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Let me make sure they can hear you. So if you can hear our guest, just hit your number one key so I will know that you can hear her. So if someone who is on the phone line can just hit your number one key, that would be great. Okay, beautiful. So they can hear. Okay, Adrienne, oh, my God, I am so sorry. And you know what? I was telling everyone that I'm in the car doing this now virtually. No, well, it's always, but I would say remotely. But that's enough of that. So I've just been kind of keeping everybody busy by talking. But awesome. So I hear the phone line is not working for some people. They're trying to call in, and we do apologize for that. But people can still listen via the website, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. But sometimes there are challenges. But I want to just get on into our talk because I know you have to go. You have a busy morning. So, everyone, this is Adrienne Coggleton, and we're definitely going to schedule her when her schedule permits to come back at another time. But the reason we wanted to invite her on, I've been knowing her for about 17 years now. She is a health nutritionist and fitness guru.
Yeah.
And ever since I met her. And so she's not somebody that, you know, just recently, you know, jumped into it because everyone's getting on the health and wellness bandwagon because they found out there was like $3 or $4 trillion in the industry, okay? But she's actually been in this for a very, very long time, ever since I've been knowing her for 17 years. She has a program that can really help you live longer and live better. Help you live longer and live better. I've had her speak at several women's conferences that I've done over the years, and she's come, and let me tell you, whenever she's not there, I'm always wishing that she was there. You know, it's nothing like having people get up and move and stretch and get that workout, you know. She has a group that they, in the mornings, they get up and they run or jog and run for miles. And she's really helped me, and I know she can help others. She helped me change the way I eat, the things that I drink, with the actual exercise piece of it. You know, I couldn't get up and go to the park with them every morning because it was a bit early, and I just couldn't seem to handle that at that moment. But at this point, I would probably love to do something like that because that was 17 years ago. I was 17 years younger. Now that I'm a little older. Now that I'm a little older, Adrian, if I had kept up religiously, Adrian, and you're laughing, but if I had kept up what you had showed me then, I would be such the bomb right now.
You're still the bomb, Lalisa. You're still the bomb. And it's never too late to get back into the cycle, you know, because we have so much toxicity coming at us from every angle, from the genetically modified food. The water has toxins in it. It's too much radiation coming at us with these cell phones and televisions and TVs, and there's a lot of stuff coming at folks. So when you get back involved, it's only going to help you. And so even if we've taken a break, just get back started again, and you're going to feel better. And as you go into the future, you will actually reverse that might have been accumulated from not participating. And so, you know, the whole thing is just to get started. And ideally, you want to start slow and small. And that way, it's not about, you know, doing something overwhelming because life is already overwhelming and people have too much to do. But, you know, your health is the most important room. You know, the room for improvement is a big room in the house, but Your health is the foundation holding up the entire health, because when you lose your health, everything else is going to fall apart. So that room needs to have some time every day, even if it's 5 minutes. So, you know, I would suggest that a person look at what's bothering them as far as their health is concerned. Is it stress? If it's stress, then maybe they might want to look at a meditation practice or some quiet time. If it's too much weight, if they've accumulated too much weight, then they might want to look at their diet and start to look at what is it that they're eating that's contributing to their body retaining too much body mass. If it's they're stiff and flabby and weak, then they might want to look at their fitness. Are they doing any exercise at all? I don't think anybody has the luxury, except for a 2-year-old, to do absolutely no exercise at all. That's a mistake. So if you're doing no exercise at all, then begin to do some walking, you know, and look at the, you know, so just kind of look at what you're doing and what you're not doing and how you feel and what's bothering you, and that's going to tell you where you need to get started. And then once you start small and just develop the habit. So even if you start with 5 minutes of whatever the practice is, start with 5 minutes, stick with that till that's a habit, then add another 5 minutes on. Just go very slow and gradual, and it will become a habit that will stick. That's my suggestion.
Adrian, everyone, if you just tuned in, and I know some people are, you are listening to Adrian Coggleton. And Adrian Coggleton, she is a fitness, health, and wellness, life, you know, living a good life in a good body, expert and guru. And the reason I say this is because she is passionate, as you can hear, and she's knowledgeable, as you can hear. And I've been knowing her for 17 years. Since I met her, this is what she's been talking about. I've had her speak, and I've heard her speak at many workshops and seminars about this. I've been on her website, and I'm going to have her give all that out. I know she's traveled to China, Japan, other countries, and studied what other people are doing, because we are now, we've been international in this country. We just never use that phrase. We've been global, you know, especially if you're from like the New Jersey, New York area. You know, these individuals here have grown up around people from all over the world all their lives. Now, if you were from somewhere like the Midwest, where maybe that many people did not migrate, you know, going back 40, 50 years ago. But if you live on the West Coast, same thing. You know, they're always around people from Hawaii, Mexico, and other places. So we've always been, you know, global, international. But at least she has a perspective on what other people are doing, things that work. And I love how you said, you know, take it slow, but start. I love how you talked about building that habit.
Yes, and it's so important that to just get started, and also realize that, you know, the big business and the medical industry right now is such a mess. You know, it's good. I think that when it comes to trauma, you break a bone or you have a cut and you need stitches, that's the first place to go. But aside from physical trauma, when it comes to healing your body, if you have a condition that you've had for years, it could be diabetes, heart disease, and things like that. The industry right now is not our friend. For example, if a person has a open heart surgery, that's a $200,000 surgery. They'll pay for that, but they won't pay for a personal trainer. They won't pay for a nutritionist. They won't pay for gym memberships. They're starting to. They're not paying for the things that are preventative that will prevent a person from having a heart attack in the first place. So we can't sit back and rely on that industry to save us, run to a doctor and get a pill. That's not going to save you. We have to take responsibility and take back our health by looking at what we are doing to contribute to the illnesses that we have. 75% of the illnesses are self-imposed by lifestyle, overconsumption of bad food, and neglect. So there's a lot that the individual can do for themselves. Now, I do suggest going to get an assessment. You go to the doctor, you find out what's going on. What is your blood pressure? What is your blood sugar? What's going on with your body? Find out what's going on, and the area that's the most critical, start there and look at what can you do to start to heal your body and reverse a lot of these conditions. A lot of conditions can be reversed if a person doesn't wait too long. So, you know, that's just my suggestion. Get an assessment, find out what's going on, look at what's currently bothering you, and that's going to tell you where you need to get started. And if you do that, you're just going to feel better over time, and then you're going to have more energy. Baby boomers need energy because there's a lot of things that we want to do. There's a lot of goals and dreams we want to accomplish. You need energy to do these things. You need energy just to work out. So if you begin to improve your health, your energy is going to increase. Then you will be able to get more done. And if you have more energy, I'm not saying that you should overwhelm yourself because that's going to make you exhausted. So self-care is critical. Another thing about self-care, they say that another thing that's bothering people right now are addictions. Mm. Addictions are killing a lot of people, food addiction, gambling, drinking too much, all these types of things, because people are stressed out and they're doing things so that they can feel better. I think that health is a good area to practice self-care. Not an addiction per se, because a person uses an addiction, they'll say, oh, let me have this piece of cake. It'll give me some energy. Yes, for the moment, but yet later on, it's going to make you feel worse. So So we need to begin to look at things that we look at our habits. What do we do when we get tired? Do we drink too much coffee? Do we drink a soda with some caffeine in it? Yes, temporarily it'll give you a boost, rob you of your future health. So we just got to look at what are we doing, what's contributing our problems, get a checkup, get an assessment, start from there. And also another thing that would help is work out with other people. If you have an accountability partner, that's going to really increase your ability to stick to your program because your partner's waiting for you. They're waiting for you to get your or to go on your walk. It's not just you. You can blow your own self off, but if your partner's waiting for you, you're likely to get out there and do that walk. So try to work out with another person or a small group. That's going to help tremendously.
That's great. And so where can people get your services? Because it sounds like you really can help people on a more personal level. So can we get your book? Can, you know, can they sign up for your classes? Can they sign, go to your, you know, your website? And
Lisa, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. I'm not there yet. I don't have all these books and things like that going on right now. But I have a website that I'm working on. It's strawberrygirlwellness.com. I just like that. Strawberry Girl was the first book I read when I was in the fifth grade. I just like that title. Anyway, strawberry is good for you anyway. So strawberrygirlwellness.com is my website. And, okay. I would also be, you know, people can send me emails, and I think, you know, if we just interact with each other and we can help each other, like this show you're doing, Lisa, thank you so much for, you know, having the discipline and the vision to do things like this. You're a brilliant person, and you're very disciplined and ambitious and motivated, and you're helping a lot of people. And I think that when you help people, the God force just gets on your side. So we need to help others, help ourselves, and try to turn these big problems that society's going through right now. We need more people involved. The more people that we get involved, we can help more people to reverse some of these problems that really are not that complicated. We can make a lot of change to help this world to be a better place.
Adrienne, you know, you are phenomenal. You are an empowerment speaker. Adrienne is a dynamic speaker and workshop facilitator. If you want to bring her to one of your events or have her come speak to your group, she is available for that. She will be, I'm hoping her schedule is available for her to come on August the 16th when we will be downtown Newark at the Marriott Hotel. We're going to have her come, and she's going to do a segment there. I'm telling you, when you see what she does, I just love, you know, she's beautiful. She looks great. She practices what she preaches. You know, you can tell that she takes care of her body. She talked about, you know, finding out what things are bothering you, if it's the stress, you know, working on that meditation or other techniques. She knows about those. I remember when I did a retreat one time at my home, and I invited Adrienne to come and do a segment outdoors. We're going to do that again this summer, so it's coming up. Oh yeah, we're going to have you. And we went outdoors, and she had us doing things. You know, I never forgot these things that you had us doing. Also, the water, still trying to drink, you know, that level of water. So that's always good, right?
Yes.
Water in, and so you know, so you can get her Strawberry Girl. What is it, Strawberry Girl?
Wellness. StrawberryGirlWellness.com.
Oh yes, go to her site. Let me tell you, all the things that she said, the exercise, do something. And you know, Adrienne, I started about 3 weeks ago doing sit-ups.
Wonderful.
And when I did the first one, I could only do one. The day I started, I could only do one. And though I felt bad and you know, well, going around, so I was a little bit embarrassed, but there was nobody watching me. But I was horrible. And so, but you know what? I didn't give up. I said I did it every day. The next day, I maybe got to 3. Then the next day, I got to 5. And I did as many as I could do, and I kept doing that until
right.
I could do a little bit more. And today, I'm happy to say, about 3 weeks later, I can do up to 40.
That's wonderful. Wow.
Straight in a row without stopping.
That's so great.
You're right. It works. I know people that do the walking. They start when you first get out there. You may only be able to walk from, 3 feet from here to the pole. You know, the pole is like
right.
arm's reach. Okay, well, however, leave
right.
your maybe that's off. But
right.
you do that and then add one more step.
Exactly.
I know people that started like that, Adrian, and people that have worked with you, and now these people are in marathons.
Exactly. That's how it starts, one step at a time.
Isn't that something? So what, and I know, I don't know if our other coach, if he has a comment or a question for you, Coach Fred, who's also listening in. He's one of our co-hosts of this radio broadcast. I know we're having some trouble with the phone lines this morning, but Coach Fred, you know, your line is open. If you would like to make a comment or a suggestion or a question for Adrienne Coggleton, she's an awesome woman. I know her for a long time. She's the real deal, Holyfield. She's so humble. She works at the college. She's been impacting people's lives for years. And, oh, my, can you imagine all the people that she has worked with and just to see her? You know, she walks up straight. She bounces around like she's 14, you know. And not that I know how old she is, but I've been knowing her for 17 years.
I'm a baby boomer, so that tells you how old I am.
Wow, you got to be. Wait to see her picture, y'all. She's a baby boomer, so I don't know. I know what those ages mean, but I know there are people who may not. But the fact is, it was when the babies were booming, and they're booming now too, I guess. But this is a new baby boom. Adrienne's a sweetheart. She's a blessing. I know that she's rocking those people that she. I don't know why you. I don't understand. Listen, if that doctor, who is it? One of those Dr. Oz, they need you on there partnering with them.
Yeah, well, if I keep hanging around you, I will have to see you're a powerful woman, so you're inspiring me, LaLisa, and I want you to keep up the good work.
You're definitely inspired. Well, you know, and I know you're busy because, like, I know you travel. I know you have your family, and you have your work that you do there with empowering the people in Essex County and other places. But I tell you, I'm going to keep up with you, and as soon as your schedule is free, we're definitely going to have you as a part, a monthly part of our broadcast, definitely when we do television.
I'm looking forward to that August event. I'm looking forward to that. That would be great.
On the calendar, August the 16th. We need you there. I'm going to have my workout clothes. You know, we're going to go change and put them on.
That's
and
wonderful.
I'm going to tell
looking
others.
Forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, yeah. LaLisa. Thank you for inviting me on, and I look forward to more sharing of this vast subject of health and wellness. It's infinite.
We need it, especially we're dealing with, I don't know if you know this, but the title of the show is all about entrepreneurs, that you know. But we're dealing with a lot of entrepreneurs, and you know, and as you all know, what's the sense of running a business, being a leader even, if you don't have good health?
Exactly.
You know, we're leave your staff. I think of what's his name, Steve Jobs, who passed away, and Stephen Covey. Two of them had, I believe, they had cancer.
Yeah, now Stephen Covey had a bike accident and he hit his head.
Hard.
He was riding his bike.
Oh
but
my
he
God!
He was taking care of his health, and he had an accident, and the concussion killed him.
My
so,
God!
He was working out though.
But
you know, it's, you know, life is very kind of, you know, anything can happen at any time, and every day that we have is a gift. It really is. It's a gift, the gift of life that our Creator has given us, and we really have to be grateful because anything can happen at any time. So we've been blessed to be here, and that means that we have a purpose to continue to serve. And as long as that's in front of us, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And I look forward to participating in more of your events going forward into the future, Lalisa, and I thank you for inviting me to your show.
Well, we thank you for coming. I know you have to go and get over there to work, but we thank you so much, and we're going to definitely have you back and work out a schedule. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Lalisa.
Yes, no, I'm calling you Cassandra now. Adrian Congleton. You can reach her at strawberrygirlwellness.com. Strawberry. No, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day. And we'd like to tell everyone on the show, and especially all of our guests, make sure you have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. That's coming from.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Cassandra. So thank you. Okay, so that's what we have there. And so when you hang up, I think our phones will disconnect. So, again, we give out a big shout-out to our awesome guests. So I think when you hang up your phone, you will be disconnected. But I can't hang up because I'm dialed into the radio show. Yes, I had to actually call her on her phone. So, yes, so Coach Fred, what did you think about health, Coach Fred, and entrepreneurship?
Good morning. I'm glad I could get a breath in. You got to just go and go and go and go and go. That's good. That speaks to your great health. You don't have to take a breath.
I know, right? Take a breath. Ooh. Well, you know, I know that, you know, she has
but
to go to
health,
work. And
health is very important. You know, we can't do God's work and be purposeful for God if we can't even walk up a flight of steps. You know, so we have to have great health in order to not only work for God, but to be an entrepreneur. I was thinking maybe Adrian Congleton, next time she comes on, she could give our audience some exercises they could do in the car as they're on their way to work or as they sit at their desk, sedentary, you know, some exercises, some things they could do, you know, that's not that don't need weights, that's not labor-intensive, that, you know, there are a lot of different exercises for the waist, for the stomach, for the legs, ankles, that can be done while you're sitting, while you're walking, while you're standing. And that would be very beneficial. I wanted to ask her also about this season that we're coming into. You know, we've had so many different weather changes. And, you know, finding out what kinds of things health-wise we need to be doing going from winter to spring. Now it seems like spring to summer, and then we get rain again. And, you know, with the elements in the air, she talked a lot about, you know, the radiation and the things in the phone and the things that are in the food that are not good for us. So just want to follow up with her a little bit on those things. Most people don't know that when you have a lot of radiation, TVs, telephones, microwaves, that is harmful to different elements and parts of your body. You know, so in our keep up with society and technology, we're actually ruining our health, and we need to be aware of those things. So that's what I look forward to hearing from her. Did we have Coach Elise, Coach Cassandra this morning?
Did you? Yes, I did hear from her earlier, yes.
You had her? Good. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
yep.
what I have.
Yep.
That's what I have said. You know, I look forward to hearing. Is she going to be attending the next conference?
She's going to be attending not the conference this Saturday, but the conference this Saturday is the one where I'm just a guest speaker. The conference that she's going to speak at is one where I'm the host, and that's happening in August.
Okay. Okay.
August.
Will she be doing a breakout session, teaching fitness?
Yes.
Excellent. So anyone coming can get some free tips and bring their workout gear.
Yes, exactly. And, yeah, because really she had to kind of step away from her desk for her day has already started. She works at the college where I used to work. And I've been working there for years. She's been there for years. We're good friends. So, but I want to have her kind of do something, especially over the summer, because I believe in, you know, come next month or a couple months, they'll have Fridays off. Maybe she can do something on a Friday, you know, once a month or something. But once we move into some other, you know, television-type things, maybe we can record some sessions, or I can record her. But for those tips that you want, please go to her web, drawberrywellness.com, and you can, those exact questions, and she's on Facebook. So she's on Facebook, Twitter. She's on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Adrian Congleton, Congelton. Inbox her, or, you know, put a note on her page, and we can still get those tips. So beautiful thing about the world today is that it really is 24/7. So even though, yes, we do the show live at 7 and we think this is our only opportunity to talk to people or get things, it's not. And we have to make sure people are clear about that. You can ask anytime, even with this show. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I missed your show. Well, not really, because every show is recorded automatically. I don't have to hit any special button to put it on record. Not like when you do conference calls, you have to remember to record it. Not with this. This is done through Blog Talk Radio, and it's done automatically, okay? We hang up.
How do we access the archives to get past shows? I've heard so many of the shows were fantastic. How do we get to those?
Yeah, it's very easy, and we tell people every day how to do it, but I don't think people, maybe they don't get it when we tell them. Here's how you can always listen. You don't have to call me. You don't have to inbox me. You don't have to ask me for anything. All you have to do, and we put the link on every flyer. We put it on every time I send out a notice that says tune into the show, when you click on that link, it takes you to the page where all the archives are. All you have to do is scroll down. So you go to, and here's the website, I'm going to give it to you again, www.blogtalkradio.com/ A as in Apple, A as in Apple, E as in Eric, show. So that's blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. And you can access that, you can access that website from anywhere in the world that you have access to the internet, through the smartphone, through an iPad, wherever. And when you pull up because Blog Talk Radio, millions of people have shows on Blog Talk. So if you just put in Blog Talk Radio, you're gonna come .com, you're gonna come to their main website, which you can do many things from there. But if you want to come to this show, you have to put in the slash AAE show. And when you do that, a world of opportunities is going to open up for you. You're going to be able to see shows going back to the very first show we aired, which was back in 2007. Okay, so.
Excellent. And who do we have coming up next week? I see a lineup here of Trish Morissette on Monday, starting for next week.
Next week, that's right. We have coming up for next week. Yes, we have awesome people coming next week. You're absolutely right. Beautiful lineup. So I can't see the flyer, but if you can see it, you can start rattling off the names.
Yeah, Trish Morissette, Richard Jackson, Jackie Allen, Dr. Charles Jackson.
Dynamic, right?
Yes. And I have some future guests who I hope will come, a lady here in South Jersey who started her own newspaper, information and resource newspaper, very dynamic, wants to come on the show and tell her story. Wonderful story. She was an educator for about 37 years and wants to come and tell her story. So looking forward to having her, as well as another guest that has a travel agency that now has ventured into the nonprofit area. And
wow.
God is really moving in their lives and have been, you know, very beneficial in their move for building up the kingdom. So we hope to, in the future, have them on as guests also.
Wow. You know what? That's absolutely right. Well, we're going to do it. We're going to get them on, and we do apologize for any technical difficulties that people have had today dialing in. Adrienne says she dialed in about 9 times, and it kept telling her that the number wasn't working.
Wow. Well, the weather is bad. You know, looks like
okay.
up and down the East Coast, everywhere. You know, they're having some little blackouts in certain areas. Technology, the weather, it's not cooperating with, you know, they're not cooperating with each other. So that's not surprising.
Okay. Because did you know that Blog Talk Radio is here in New Jersey?
No, I didn't. Is the home base?
Uh-huh.
Is here in New Jersey?
Yes, it is.
I did not know that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere
pretty southern part of New Jersey, some kind of way.
Okay. Wow. Didn't know that.
Isn't that
How is everything coming at the Christian Network?
Oh, everything is going super with that. Christian Social Network is on the move. More and more people are learning about it and signing up and opening up their pages. So we want to steadily encourage people to do that. Go to mycsn.org. Definitely you want to stay connected. You want to connect with people. You want to there's different things you can do through social media with MyCSN. Things you can do with your church, with your group. You want to hold your Bible studies online. If you want to hold prayer meetings online with your team, with your retreat, we are going to be broadcasting on CSN when we do our Power Up Teleshow, when we do our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Conference. We're also going to be connected with CSN. Will be able to, you know, stream live through them. Oh my gosh, so many wonderful, wonderful things. Yeah.
Excellent.
I know. When we do our, probably do our, you know, first TV show, we'll probably be through My Christian Social Network or, you know, one of their affiliates. So TV is coming. You know, thanks to Coach Cassandra, she's pushing and pushing for television. So I was always wanting to do television, and, you know, that's just like when Adrienne talked about working out. So much better when you have a partner. So much better. So much better. Especially when you have people thinking in the same direction. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And so, you know, you don't have to agree on everything. You know, you can even agree to disagree. But when you have that same kind of flavor and vision for things, let me tell you, it's great to have a partner. That's what a lot of people don't do, and that's what a lot of people who are very successful do, and even in our marriages. You know, he says, two become one. And so we are on the same page. Not that we're identical, but we're on the same page. And so after 24 years of marriage, I had to learn that. But, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, beautiful thing. So partnering with other people like yourself, so I'm looking forward to individuals that you are identifying to be guests on the show, and how much better is that going to be for all of us?
Yes. There are people who are very excited about the show. I have people listening in. I don't think they've called in yet, but they've been listening in, and they're very excited for what's going on, and they want to know, you know, what is this Blog Talk? You know, what is this radio? How do I call in? You know, how can I listen to it on the phone? Is it on the radio? Is it on TV? Where is it at? You know, so people are excited. And when I tell them about the topics and what's being talked about, they're looking for the archives. They're looking for the archives because they want to go back and hear the past shows and hear what has been happening. Because we've had some dynamic speakers in just the last 2 weeks. I've been really pleasantly
surprised. Yes. And here's the thing. Tuned in, if you just listened in and you didn't hear us give out the space where you can go and listen to any archive, you can simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. That's AAE is the acronym for All About Entrepreneurs. So, and show, you got to type out the word show, S-H-O-W. Go type that into any website, to any internet, to any browser, and you will come up to this page for this show. You'll see a flyer that, you know, has our picture there, and then you'll see upcoming shows as I'm able to list them. You'll see that, and then you'll see a scroll down, and you'll start to see dates, and you'll see people's names, and, you know, we're still making some upgrades to that, but you'll see some names, and you just click on that, and that'll take you to the recorded session. And with that link, you can do many things. It's much like a link on YouTube. You can do almost anything with that link. You can cut and paste that link. You can place that link on your website. You can place that link on your Facebook page. You can place that link on somebody else's page. You can send that link in an email. You can share that link on Twitter. You could just do a lot of things with that. Just when you go there, you'll see. When you click the button that says share, it'll about five things will pop up that will allow you to automatically place that link somewhere, okay? That's why we tell people we don't know who all is listening to the show because there are RSS feeds that are linked up and hooked up with Blog Talk Radio. I mean, Tavis Smiley has a show on Blog Talk Radio. Oprah probably has a show here. She's been on blogs. She's been on many people's shows. Okay, there are a lot of dynamic people have shows on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is very popular. There are other people who are doing something similar, but you know how it is when you're the first. So they were one of the first ones to have this internet radio medium as big as Blog Talk. Okay, they've been around for a long time. Audio Acrobat was probably one of the first ones that I know of. Audio Acrobat. They were one of the first ones. I heard about them before I heard about Blog Talk with the online radio. But Blog Talk took off. Sometimes, yes, it's great to be the very, very, very first, but that also allows other people to improve what you're doing. And but you put the idea out there, and then somebody else can then to improve on it. So audio is great. I like them. Don't get me wrong. That's who I was with when I very first started my first, absolute first radio broadcast that I ever did on the radio. I did it with Audio Acrobat, okay? And I was with them. I did a few shows, maybe about six or seven. And from there, I went to the AM dial. I went to Harvest Radio, and I was on the AM dial, and I stopped doing Audio Acrobat, and I did the AM radio for 3 years. And then when I left there, I went, instead of going back to Audio Acrobat, I had heard about Blog Talk Radio. So I went, because what Blog Talk Radio allows, what I think made them so big initially is because of the switchboards. Okay?
Okay.
It's because you can, I think that made it feel, for people that were in the radio industry, I think it made, you know, it made it feel like the real thing. You know what I mean? So
yes.
You can take people's calls. You can drop a call. You can bring your speaker on when you want them. And I just think it gave that look and feel to it.
Excellent.
And I think I think that's what got so big initially.
Yes. Are any of your classes on Blog Talk or on broadcast, do you have teleclasses? Because you teach coaching school, right?
Right.
Are any of those, are all of those live classes, or can someone be in a different state and learn about coaching?
They are through a webinar, so they can be anywhere and learn.
Oh, nice.
They can be, nice. Yeah, they could be where and learn if they sign up for the classes. They can be in Honolulu. They could be in Japan. They could be wherever they want to be, and they can tune in. They can tune in live, or they can go back and listen to the recorded session. So we use a webinar tool for that. Blog Talk Radio wouldn't work probably for that because anybody can tune in. You know, you can't stop people from listening to your show. Once it goes, like if they don't know the number, they couldn't call in, but they can get the number because they can just go to the website and the number is right there. So you wouldn't be able to keep people out that maybe is not a registered client of yours.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to manage that piece on Blog Talk? Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it would be a good idea to bring on an entrepreneur or someone who's in the media industry. I was surprised yesterday. I was talking to a young man, 20 years my younger, and he didn't know about Blog Talk Radio. He didn't know some of the things I take for granted that younger people know in technology. And he was working in marketing. And bored me. I was just very surprised at the technology portion that he didn't know about.
Yeah, I turn my students on to Blog Talk Radio. A lot of them have never heard of Blog Talk Radio. Because they're so much into the whole Instagram thing. You know, sometimes they get kind of a one-track technology mind. But, and, you know, persons may not be really into radio like that. You know, a lot of younger people may be more into the iTunes kind of thing or whatever. But for those, I did turn some of my students onto it because they had aspirations of being radio disc jockeys and whatnot. So I turned them on. But there are so many people that do have shows. But, when it comes to a lot of technological things, believe it or not, you are talking to a person who is very involved in technology, whether it be, you know, webinars, whether it be Google Plus, doing Google face things on, doing things on Google, airtime on, you know, things like that. So people really just have, and, you know, whether, but, so, yeah, you kind of have that already. You just need
that
to...
Would that be you or me?
See, both of us.
Who would that
could
be?
Put something together.
Would that be you?
Sure, we could put together a segment on that. I know you're going to be doing... I know David's doing... David. He's going to be doing...
David
Knight. Absolutely. We got... Yes, we have David. David's a technology expert. There you go. And he's coming on starting the last Monday of this month. So, wow, boom, there you have it. So, yes, we have David Knight. He is the technology guru. Hence, he has CSM. Yes, he is the expert. He is our partner, collaborator, resident expert, David Knight. And he will be doing a segment on technology and the media starting the last Monday of this month.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad you asked that. Yes, it just made me think. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, we know some things, but David knows all things about technology.
Yes.
You may know all, too. And you may have other people that may know.
David is the Christian Network.
Yes. He's the CEO and founder, yes, of Christian Social Network. That is a huge network in technology. He's got about probably 50 technologies all wrapped up in that one program. So this is his thing, what he studied. This is what he did for the military. He has a huge background in this. This is what his degrees are in, engineering and technology. And, you know, I'm right here at the campus where we have a huge technology center. I was meeting yesterday with the lady who is the director of online. And I was sitting with the dean of technology. So I'm about to learn a lot more about technology. I was always into technology. My major was going to be computer science, actually, years ago. But I went another way. But I always enjoy technology.
Nice.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you were talking about technology, but I'm just amazed when I look every day when we have a guest on, and as I look through LinkedIn and Facebook, especially LinkedIn, to see the number of entrepreneurs and people that are stepping out and, as you call it, powering up their own possibilities. Some are actually leaving jobs. I know there's a lot of people that are looking for jobs, but some people are actually leaving jobs because they're feeling the pull or the call of their purpose on their life, and they're doing things that they always wanted to do and becoming entrepreneurs and making a business of it. You know, and you see it in every industry.
Yes.
Construction, engineering, and they take, and it's not the traditional industries so much that amaze me. It's the non-traditional things that you see, because people are taking hobbies and things that they consider fun and they're making careers of them. They're becoming entrepreneurs,
yep,
in those areas and coming up with new new creations.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to see. And you wonder, where did they think of that? How did they think of something like that? So it's almost like when you go online to buy something these days, anything that you want to buy, you can go online and find it. Anything. Anything that you have in your house that you believe is of no value to you, you can believe if you go online and put that online for sale, or say that you have it, there's somebody who wants it. So we sometimes, I heard someone say this yesterday, that we believe that nobody will want our product or service. But you don't know until you put it out there, because somebody, there's somebody who wants something, some of something. Anything you have. It's just so amazing.
You know what, too, is that what people have, and what people also forget sometimes is that what the Internet has done is put us in touch, basically, with 7 billion people, okay? Before the Internet, at best, you had the people that you could promote your product to, unless you were Procter & Gamble or IBM. The most you could promote to was the people down the street, across the street, and around the corner. So that made you pretty limited to who you could have as a customer, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe at best, and you know, and if people couldn't drive to you, or they couldn't take the bus to get to you, or the train, you could only serve, at best, a few hundred people. The Internet has put billions at your fingertips, and that is what makes it so robust. Because if the, let's say I create a product, some type of widget, and let's just say the 100 people in my community don't want it, but let's just say 1 million people in Asia want it.
Absolutely.
Or 500,000 people in South Africa want it. Now I'm in business, you see? And that's the power of the Internet. First, we needed the Internet to do that. Without the Internet, we wouldn't have been able to get a response. The fax machine did a lot, yes. No doubt. But until we had that Internet where we could actually get those right now responses, and then we had all those sites like your eBays and what have you, you know, Amazon did a great work years ago when it got rid of, you know, before, the only way you bought a book was to go into a building. That was the only way. Some people are not old enough to remember this stuff. But the only world they know is this virtual world. But I remember the day when you didn't do that, okay? Now, almost, you know, some of these bookstores have to shut down.
That's true.
Remember when Trevor and I were talking about that, and people were using the PD, you know, different ways that we transmitted information. Now it's done in a, they've got another second. It's not the nanosecond. It's another second that's even smaller than that. I forget the name of it. And they can send this stuff. Remember, there was a time when the only way you got money out the bank was you had to drive to the bank, go inside, fill out some slip, and get that money.
Yes.
Not anymore. So
Not anymore.
And so banks had to deal with people in the community, right? Now
right.
You can open up an account. You can be, you know, I mean, of course, people always had offshore banking and that kind of thing. But just I'm talking about everyday people. So the world of social media and which are tools that are, you know, that connect people. Because you have people on the Internet, but if you don't have a way to connect with these people, really what good is it?
That's right. So we're really blessed
right?
to have Mr. David Knight coming on to talk about technology.
Yeah.
Because another thing that we talk about so much is fear. With entrepreneurs and people being fearful and afraid to go into a business or afraid to do things, and that's one thing with technology. Mm-hmm. You know, technology advances, people get more of a fear of it because they don't have an education in it and they believe it to be hard or something difficult. And Mr. David Knight, he'll be able to hopefully allay some of those fears and, you know, explain to people how easy it is as you take it step by step. You know, it's not very hard. Some of the things you can really learn, as you said yesterday, Coach, that, you know, a lot of the things you do on Blog Talk Radio and on the Internet, well, on the Internet, are free on Facebook. You know, as far as
well,
setting up your
what?
Website.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? You absolutely. So many people have their websites right on Facebook. Do you know that in every state in the United States of America, in every state, I'm pretty sure every single state has at least one community college. And guess what? Those colleges, all of them, every last one of them, give out or offer free training in all the, whether it be Facebook, LinkedIn, Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Outlook, free. Absolutely. And this is not new either. This has been going on for decades. Free training. Do you know that here in New Jersey, and I'm sure other states around the country, in the community colleges, I'm sure, and I know a lot of people know about this, but if you are a business owner and you have staff, and I forget the minimum, you may have to have 10 people, but you can check it out and see. You can get your staff trained for free. Free. Zippo.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. When I was a training coordinator at the halfway house, that was one of my jobs I had in the past, they used to bug me to bring my employees there. My job was to train a couple hundred people. And the college, because, again, the government has put this money forth, they don't want empty classes. So they have instructors that they pay to come and teach all of the Microsoft products, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and even Access probably, right, and Outlook. And they teach communication skills, basic math, basic English, all right? Those are the standards. And they may teach other soft skill type courses, but those are like the standard. And if your employees can, you can get your employees trained with a certificate for free. Some of the trainings are like, you know, 2 days. Some might be a week long, but it's absolutely free. And it's under the, it's every community college has a department for what they call business and industry, or it might be called business and industry, or community and business industry training, or something like that.
Okay. Wow.
Wow,
something just popped in my head. You know, in business, you know, employers are always talking about retaining employees. How do I keep the good ones? How do I keep employees? Well, one of the basic things is that if you deposit into someone's life, even as an employer, if you're making a deposit in someone's life, not only the money they get paid every week or every month for their job, but if you're making a difference, you're teaching them something, transferable skills they can use in their home, in their life, in their business.
Yep.
You're likely to retain that employee out of loyalty, and because you know you're making a deposit in another part of their life. So you're an employer, and you have someone who you see promising, or who you don't see promising. As a coach, you know, we're always looking at not people's performance, but their possibility. So as an employer, manager, you need to be looking at the possibilities of your employees, not just their performance. And sometimes if you want to increase their possibility base, send them to class. It's free.
Yes.
They'll become more loyal. They'll work harder. You'll get more output, better performance, and it'll enhance the jobs that they work on. It'll enhance your own business. So just some tips that we're giving this morning on work performance and to our entrepreneurs. And something entrepreneurs can think of as you move forward, as you hire people, you know, some things you can do to maintain the good people that you bring into your business.
Offer them that training. Let them know that you can come work here and we'll train you, absolutely. And if there's a training that you want and you can't get it through the college, you have people like myself and others who are trainers who will come into your organization and train your staff. Like you say, get them that personal development training. And a lot of times, you're absolutely right, that people want that. Hi, how are you? I know. Wow. I feel like I'm in Chicago. So, yeah, that's all. I know, right? That's all we have time for today. Thank you, Coach Fred.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you to our awesome guest who was with us earlier. It's Adrian Coggleton. Don't forget, you can look her up at Strawberry Wellness. Strawberry Girl Wellness. No, strawberrywellness.com. She likes strawberries. And they're healthy, too, so it's a good combo. Everyone have a great day. Coach Fred, tell people what kind of day they are going to have since Cassandra.
Have a great, exciting day. A supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day.
Baby! I knew he wasn't going to say that part. But that's okay. That's a girl thing. So that's cool. That's cool, baby. I got it. Everyone.
I like power up your possibilities. That's what I like. Power up your possibilities today, tomorrow, and the weekend.
Oh, have a powerful weekend. Don't forget to expect greatness, and don't forget, make it happen for someone else. And what you make happen for somebody else, he'll make it happen for you. Believe it, receive it, and go do it, and do it now. And don't forget, if nobody else believes in you, you got to say, I believe in me. And I had promised this young lady from the time that she was on our show that I was going to make her song. I love her song so much that I was going to make it our theme song. And that's why I often play it at the end. So I'm going to play it today. Be blessed, everyone, and enjoy.
Yeah. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur,